7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
And remember to lock the door. This'll work. So let's do it. Hello, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for... What the hell is that? It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm taking my sunglasses off because I'm standing outside down by the creek. I'm looking around. I'm looking for dudes. It's a pretty good day today. Did it rain yesterday or last night? I think it did. It's a little bit cooler today, but the heat is coming. So I thought, you know, while it's still good and everything's blank and blink and blank blink, let's go down to the creek. Okay. So that's what's happening. And I'm looking around, and I see something a little bit weird up here. There's a dig up here. Oh, okay, yeah, I think I understand what's going on here. Yes. Oh my God, look at there's a hole. Oh, somebody dug through. All right, so right here up at the edge of the creek, we've got a bunch of molehills. There's star-nosed mole tunnels that are coming out from the tree line. And apparently a fox has been digging at these molehills. Yeah, there's fresh dirt all turned over here. I can see fox print claw marks in the hole where he digs. And then I can actually see that the hole does go down in there. So maybe a star-nosed mole will pop out. Who knows? Some interesting action nonetheless. All right, so... Oh, wow. I slept a little bit too good, I think, because when I woke up, my back was weird, my neck was weird. But now everything's starting to straighten out. Caught up... I'm being buzzed by bugs. So I slept fairly well. Caught up on all the sleep that I lost the day before. And now I'm good. And now I want to see some awesome stuff, because that's what Dubious Goals Committee is always about. Awesome stuff. So I'm standing under the canopy, and I'm hearing bugs. I hear cicadas. I can hear birds chirping, but they're not chirping in distress. I think our owls have left. There goes a fox! There goes a fox! There goes a fox in the middle of the damn day! Holy crap, he was right across the ravine. How far across the ravine are we? That's 15 meters. He was 15 meters away from me. Holy crap. Where did he go? He went a little bit too far and I can't see him now. And I didn't bring my camera. If he comes back to investigate me, I'm not going to be able to get a shot of him. But I just saw him. Oh. Foxy dudes. Wow. Now, I got to wonder where he was. Was he like down in the ravine when I was walking in here? Was he in one of those dens over there? Was he just hanging out? Wow. Damn, that's how you start the day. That's how you start your day. And if you're Tobe, yeah, this happens all the time. Oh, do-do-do-do-do. I just got up. I decided to go outside in my city. And instead of going to the shopping mall or to my job of work employment like a clown... Or school. I didn't go to school like some schooly boy. Hell no. I just go outside and I see animals. Oh, and I also walk through webs and get them in my face. That's cool too. Yeah. Oh my god, I've seen a fox already today. I'm not even awake. But I do see this web right here, so we can just duck under this one. Remind me to duck when we come back through here, otherwise I'm going to take that one in the face too. Webs. They're what's for dinner. Okay, so... And now what are we going to do? We've already seen the fox, the big highlight of the day. Now what are we going to do for a show? How are you going to dubious goals the committee now, Tobe? Okay, well, I think the plan is to walk up to the edge of the creek and look down into it. And somebody has been here collecting golf balls, because the four golf balls that I left right there are now gone. And so are a whole bunch of others that are in the water. That were in the water. But I am now seeing a couple of balls that have been in here. Oh, there's a color. There's color over there. There's color in the deep. Do-do-do-do-do-do. All right, so let's go down there. Wait. Wait. You're not going to get me with this one again. This is where they're like... I'm going to grab a little web stick here. And just do a little webby wave right here in case there's a web here. Don't know if there's or not. Hey, there's a plant here with a weird flower. I didn't know there was flowers down here, but I guess there is. Okay, into the creek bed. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, my crappy shoes are so crappy that that's getting to be difficult. All right, now we need to go back. Oh, oh, what's this? Fresh foxy tracks. Yeah, it rained last night. It rained last night at some point in time because all the sand has shifted again. All the tracks that were down here... Oh, here's more fox tracks. All the tracks that were down here got washed away except for these brand new ones. Freshy, freshy, foxy fresh. Freshy, freshy, foxy fresh. Okay, wait, 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 wait. Gotta grab the stick. Oh, where's my... There it is. Oh. We'll grab the same old stick we've been using for the last week. And we gotta walk over here to the deep water. I actually probably don't need the stick for this, to be honest. Because it's like right here. Hey, is this a green over here? And this... I think I found another golf ball. Oh, now I'm messing it up. Okay, back to this one. Bugs! Bugs are in my face. And what do we got? We got an orange golf ball down in here, pushing it out. And it's out. And what is it? It's a nitro, number one, orange. Now behind me over here, there was something buried in the sand, and now, it's gone? Maybe it wasn't a golf ball after all. Maybe it was just a green thing. I want green glow. I hope it wasn't a green. And I'm missing it. Okay. Now I'm just stirring up mud and now I can't see. I can't see where the golf ball is. If there is... Yes! See? That looks a hell of a lot like a golf ball. Get my stick underneath it. See? That is... Okay. Yes. Okay. It has been excavated. It is a green golf ball. But how am I going to get it out? Now, stupid shoes. It's time for a new crappy pair of shoes. I think I've mentioned that already. All right, I'm working the green golf ball through the water. And now, almost. Now up onto, and now I said up onto the little sandbar island. There we go. All right, can I put the stick down? It's starting to get heavy. My arm is starting to hurt. I'm putting the stick down. I realize that sounds ridiculous, but the funny thing is even just a little bit of sustained effort like that, that gets my muscles going, can be really weird. Wow. Good hand pressure today, though. Look at my good arm pressure. Look how vascular I look. I'm feeling very vascular, which is good because it's not a crepuscular time of day. So it's better to be vascular than crepuscular. Okay, oh, I like it. The green is a Srixon number 3. But it is so dirty that it is going to need to be washed with a soap and some kind of scrubby thing. The orange golf ball is a Nitro number 1. And it looks pretty good. So we're keeping it. And I'll add this to all the other... I'll add both of these to the other orange and green golf balls that are rapidly becoming my giveaway golf balls. I intend to give them away. I intend to leave them at a miniature golf course, or perhaps in the backyard putting greens of local golf enthusiasts. There's a white golf ball. Here's Fox Prince going over the picnic table bridge. Dam. Oh, here's some more little footy prints. Whose little footy prints are these? Oh my goodness, they're very small. They're small, meaning they're about 12 centimeters or millimeters wide and 2.5 centimeters long, and big claws, very clawy. I would say squirrel, but that's not squirrel. I know what squirrel tracks look like. Is this star-nosed mole? Are these mole tracks? Where did they go? They were down here, they go over here, they're on here. Tobe looks for mole holes on the side of the cliff. I don't immediately see any, but sometimes they can be hard to find. So hard to find, in fact, that the moles can't find them again. That has actually happened to me. I've been walking through here and I saw a little dude scurrying around the bank. And I went over to check him out and he was scared of me and he was running away and he was looking for something. He was looking for the hole that he needed to dive down into, but he couldn't find it because it was covered up with a leaf. Wind had blown a leaf over it or something. And I was like, whoa, holy crap, a star-nosed mole above ground during the middle of the day. And as I was getting my camera out, he moved the leaf, found the hole, and disappeared into the hole. With just his butt sticking out for a while. I thought that was funny. All right, anyway, here's another white golf ball. Ooh, it's a Schnickel. It's going in the water. Splash. All right. I have walked upstream a little bit. Not finding any more golf balls. Somebody. Wow, fox tracks, fox tracks, fox tracks. And then look, fox tracks up the bank here. Should I walk up here? Yes, I should. Because there could be golf balls up here. Didn't we find a couple golf balls up here the other day? Yeah, we did. An orange one and a red, if I remember correctly. Here's a white. Que bonita. Chica favorita. Yeah, that's what song I have stuck in my head today. More Ebenezer video DJ. Especially the rap section. I was hanging out at the community hop. What? The community hop? They still had those in the 80s? Seems like that's a 1954 thing. Ooh, I see a colorful golf ball over there. Ooh, I like it. I was hanging out at the community hop. Nice rap, white guy. I gotta move forward, but I need a spider web stick. There we go, that'll work. Ugh. Here's a white golf ball buried in the dirt. It's been there for years. But this little piece of freshy fresh is waiting just for me. What is it? It's a Red Callaway number 2 matte finish. Bright red, one of my favorites. Okay, we've got green, orange, and red today. And this green one is messed up. It needs to be washed. This would look like a very nice, colorful candy combination, or a lovely ice cream combination. But the green is so dirty. There's another white ball. Oh, there's white balls all over the place. Okay, back to Ebenozen, video DJ. I was hanging out at the community hop. Oh, and right here, here's another golf ball. I'm picking this one up. It's a white golf ball. It's a Callaway number 4. But Tobe, why are you picking it up? Oh, because it's not just a white golf ball. No, it's a soccer ball. It is a football golf ball. And it's the white one. And so you're thinking, it's probably the one with red spots, right? No. It's another rarity. It's the American flag one. So I'm going to drop these all into the moving stream right here so we can wash them off better. Yes, it's Callaway number 4. Callaway. And it's got, it's the American flag soccer ball. What does that mean? This golf ball, it's dorky. It has pentangular spots on it, like a traditional Telstar style soccer ball. Except these bugs are trying to get me. These pentagons, some of them are blue with white stars in them, and some of them are white with red stripes. Okay. And now these bugs are starting to bother me, so. And my sinuses are starting to go. And so I was not expecting this at all. What a score we have. Ooh, fox tracks in this sand over here, too. What a score. What a treasure trove. What a trove of treasure we have found today. In golf balls. Oh, we found all good stuff. We got another American flag spotted rainbow or soccer ball. That's great, because I think I only have one other of these. So this is only the second one. And then of course we've got the red Callaway, really nice. Orange Nitro, really nice. Green Srixon, really nice, because these are my favorite greens. Except this one's dirty. It needs to be washed. And these will end up as gifts for people who want them or not. Because I'm going to have to save some of these for next spring. Although I don't really need to save them, because by the time next spring rolls around, we'll probably be able to find a whole bunch more. What are we going to do with them next spring? Oh, Easter. What I'll do is I'll spend the week before Easter looking for houses that have lots of Easter decorations, leading me to believe that they have children who might think it's fun to go on Easter egg hunts and stuff like that. And then I'll leave colored golf balls in their lawn to serve as Easter eggs. All right, I'm at the top of the creek. I'm just climbing out. I'm looking down to where I saw the fox before. Oh, wow, what a day. Fox and golf balls. 4 good golf balls. And I don't see my buddy. So let's plug in the old MP3 player here and hit play for some random music on the drive home. Thank you. that's right. Come to the party. In the cow pasture, dressed to kill. That was the Who. I said that was the Who. No, the Moo. That was a terrible cow joke with Eminence Front. Yeah, Moo. Good timing. Cows. Whereas they're funny, they're terrible at comedy. Bad timing. But I am sitting here now on the floor with my cat in the kitty business pit. Ow. And she's facing the wrong way, and so her claws are... there we go. Trying to dig into a delicate area. Oh, man. But yeah, kitty business. And when I got home, the cat was sleeping under the synthesizer blanket. How is this happening? This is the third or fourth time I've seen this now. How is my cat getting under the blanket? And she was actually on one of my synths. And I was like, Now the cat is sleeping on the synths instead of sleeping in the kitty business pits that are strategically located about the house for ultimate naptime pleasures. You're a sleepy baby. Look at this cat. Look at this fluffiness. You're a good baby. Yes, so nice. Right, so anyway, I was sitting here last night thinking about what we're going to do for Dubious Goals Committee. You know, the big heat is coming. The dog days of summer are coming. It's going to be so hot that I can't do anything. So, every single day that we can go outside, we are going to go outside. And that's going to stop this soon, though. We ought to. But what are we going to do during the dog days? What are we going to do during the big heat? Well, you know, I've been threatening it for years, but maybe it's time for us to actually... yeah, shut up. Maybe it's time for us to actually have the Usagi Pyon Pyon Sumo Basho. That's right. But Tobe, what the hell is Usagi Pyon Pyon Sumo Basho? Well, it... Moo, it's a tournament. It's a sumo tournament of wind-up rabbits. Yes, a couple years ago, near Easter, this is an Easter-heavy show, I picked up some wind-up rabbits, some little white furry rabbits. You wind them up and they go hoppity-hoppity-hoppity-hop. Okay, I thought that would be fun. Let's get a bunch of those. I'll make a sumo ring, which I haven't done yet, and then we'll just pit these rabbits against each other. And, you know, these rabbits can represent members of the Dubious Goals Committee. So, you know, maybe we have a match between, oh, who's listening right now? I don't know, Jay Lamothe and Publius. Or SMJ versus Utsuo. Or Solderpunk versus blah, blah, blah. So if you think that Usagi Pyon Pyon Sumo, Bunny Sumo, if this tournament sounds like a good idea, I don't know, post something on the Anon Radio board, on B-board. Maybe we should start this up once and for all. Basically, anybody who wants to participate can enter their name, and then we'll just wind up some rabbits and let them fight it out on a sumo ring. I'm going to have to... Moo! Moo! How rude. I'm going to have to make a sumo ring for these wind-up rabbits, but you got to admit, that's a pretty typical behavior for the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Moon on Radio! Yeah, my name's Tobe. I got to go make a rabbit sumo ring.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Enjoy.